Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Ellie Escobar, and today we're speaking to Ms. Nancy Treno, chair for the Northwest Harris County Go for Red for Women Luncheon. Hi, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
Excited for this luncheon coming up, but a little bit about the passion. I know that you have been a chair for a while now. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and your passion for it, because I think this topic is very important. Just looking over the statistics of, you know, women and, you know, cardiovascular disease is so important to know. Off the air, we were talking about how more and more women, I feel like, We don't know our numbers. We don't take care of ourselves enough. We focus mostly on our family, and it is just coming down, and we see more and more women with these kind of problems.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I like to say about women is that the family revolves around the mother's belly button. And that because of that, and we're so engaged with what's going on with our husband, who we have to nag to go to the doctor, right? And we're so involved with our kids and getting them to the doctor, we don't take a moment to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's really critical that we get that word out, how important it is that we take care of ourselves and we pay attention to those little symptoms that we might think are heartburn or something else, and go get it checked out.
Exactly. A lot of the times when we hear cardiovascular diseases, I feel like we think of our grandmas, we think of our, you know, older, you know, grandparents. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say I'm 42 years old and I feel like we don't take care of, you know, ourselves enough, and we need to. And one of those things is because I'm Latina, I feel like we don't check our numbers. And what do those numbers mean? What is the importance of that, of women knowing our numbers as far as cholesterol, blood pressure? Like, what does that all mean? You go to the doctor and they give you these results and you're like, okay, you're normal. And then they send you on your way.
Yeah. So some of it comes down to genetics and some of it is lifestyle. And I think that that's where we really need to pay attention to what are we doing that is exacerbating those numbers or making them worse, right? And what could we do to make those numbers better? So as we were talking about earlier off the air, we were talking about stress, right?
Yes.
And there isn't anyone listening to us today that is not having some level of stress,
exactly.
Right? Whether it's in your job, in your family, at home. I mean, there are stressors everywhere. But where can we take a moment to do things to help de-stress? You know, maybe it's meditation or taking time for alone time, a walk, which would be healthy for the heart. Things of that nature that could help de-stress. And, you know, you mentioned that you're Latino. Black and Latino women have higher rates of cardiovascular mm-hmm. disease than white women do. Not that that means that if you're, you know, a white woman, you shouldn't be paying attention to this.
Right.
You should. You know, one of the stats that just blew me away when I started working with the American Heart Association is that of the women that die this year, 1 in 3 will die from cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
1 in 3. And you take all the cancers and you add them together, you're still going to find cardiovascular disease is a higher rate of death than even cancer. And so we really want to open everybody's eyes up to that as we head into next Friday, the 22nd, and reclaim our rhythm.
Yes, absolutely. And that is the Go Red for Women Luncheon.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how people can get involved. What can we expect?
Yeah, so to get involved, you would go to the American Heart Association website, Northwest Chapter.
Okay.
And there you will find the information for the event on Friday, April 22nd. And we are having this event at the Weston Memorial. It starts at 11 a.m. Lunch will be served at 12, and we will have a full show to share with our audience that day. We're expecting about 450 people to come out for this event. Yeah. We can still handle up to 500 in the room. So if you would like to come to the event, there are still tickets available, and we would love to have you join us as we make women aware of what they need to be looking out for and how they can take care of themselves while taking care of the community too.
And that website again is heart.org, and that's where they can get all the information and how they can get involved. I know there's a lot of the times there's like walks and there's runs. Is that all part of it? Of, you know, just also helping, raising money just for to continue to raise that awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, that's how I got involved. My company, First Community Credit Union, had sponsored the walks for a number of years, and I had participated in those. And we just, this last year, wanted to find a way that we could become even more involved because of the critical need in our community. And so that's how the American Heart Association came back and said, well, hey, would you like to be the chair of the Go Red for Women Luncheon? And I joyfully accepted that.
How long have you been the chair for?
Just since October of last year.
Okay.
And actually, we will be making an announcement at the luncheon. I will be passing the torch, but if you want to know who I'm passing to...
Ooh, got to be there.
You got to be there.
Good tease. That's good radio. That's great. And tell me a little bit about your passion. You said you started with walks and runs, but what does this actually mean for you as Miss Nancy Trennell?
Honestly, the first way I got involved was just doing the walks and not knowing anybody that had heart disease.
Okay.
And then we were on a vacation in New Mexico, my husband and I, and he woke up feeling funny one morning, and his symptoms seemed like to me that they could be altitude sickness. We were in a part of the state where, you know, we were at a higher altitude, and, you know, I took his pulse, but I didn't have any of my other, you know, my blood pressure cuff or any of those things with me, and we ended up just leaving a day early and heading back home, and it's as we came down in altitude, his symptoms improved, and we got back to Houston, and all of a sudden, they kicked back in. And that's when he went to the doctor and found out that he had AFib. And he said several procedures to try to correct that that situation.
Oh, wow.
So actually, that's what got me even more involved was that. And then after that, my sister suffers from heart disease now and friends at church. And so there's just so many around me. It's like, this is critical.
Right.
And I've got to get more involved.
Right. For sure. I feel like we all have a family member. Like I mentioned, you know, my mom has high blood pressure. My father has diabetes. And we just need to have that awareness all the time. There's so many signs and symptoms that are out there. And it's so important to know our numbers. That's one of the things that I read on the AmericanAssociation.org website. Know your numbers. Know the signs of maybe when somebody is having like a heart attack or a stroke. It is so important to know that. And so we need to get them, I guess, aware of it. I keep using that word aware, but I think it is important. I think that's a key word.
Yeah. You know, like it's like anything else in your life. You got to plan ahead. I know we don't really want to think about this,
right,
but we got to plan ahead, and we've got to know what to do when somebody is in a difficult heart situation, how to get them help, how to keep them alive until help can get there, those sorts of things, such as CPR, right? And so, you know, I think if we plan ahead, then should it happen, we're prepared to make a difference in somebody's life.
Wow. So an interesting statistic that I saw is that women are less likely than men to receive CPR by a bystander. Why is that?
So the reason is because when a woman is down and a man's around to help and he knows CPR, there's a couple of concerns. Mm-hmm. One is he may hurt the woman, right? He may be too strong and may hurt her. The other thing is obviously we know where the heart's located, and there's the concern around, well, he's touching her in an area that is considered a non-touchable area. And so to avoid any accusations of he was doing anything to her he shouldn't be doing, he avoids the situation, and they just call 911 and wait for paramedics to get there.
And the worst can happen. And I'm only bringing this up because I feel like it's so important to educate, you know, the community, men that are listening, and women as well, bystanders. If you see something happening, it's so important to do that. But because they have this fear, so it's important to educate people about it and how important it is.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, and in addition to that, I just want to say on education, the American Heart Association is doing a lot of great things in schools. And it's not just around heart specifically, but there are so many other things, right? So we've got issues going on in schools, some schools, with clean water. We've got CPR needs to be taught to kids.
Yes.
Kids are capable of this. They are capable of doing CPR. And the other thing is young girls and getting them to be comfortable with the bodies they're in. And so the American Heart Association goes into schools and school districts in our area here, and they're making a difference in that way too. And so that is important, that some of the funds that we are collecting through this luncheon will be going to these great things here in our district, and I'm sorry, in our community.
Wonderful. If you're just not joining us, you're listening to Eye on Houston. We're talking to Ms. Nancy Trennell, chair of the Northwest Harris County Gopher Red Women. The luncheon happening Friday, April 22nd. Plenty of time for you to get your tickets to this wonderful event. All the information, you can find it at heart.org. Correct?
Yes, that is correct. And you are welcome to come and join us. A lot of fun activities, great music. The theme is Reclaim Your Rhythm. And we're doing a personality. Have you heard of a personality?
I have not heard of a personality.
Well, a personality is where you have a silent auction, and everything that is at the auction is a purse, and it's got a different theme, and
oh,
it's filled with different things. So there will be a purse with all Texans theme. There is a purse with Astros, and then there are purses that have just a rest and relax theme. Lots of different things, so I encourage people to come out and take a look at those and see what they would like to bid on.
That sounds amazing. I think I'm going to bid on the Texans one. I'm excited for that one. Well, Ms. Nancy, thank you so much for the invitation and, of course, for speaking with us today. Super excited, looking forward to it. For more information and to get your tickets, visit heart.org. The luncheon happening Friday, April 22nd.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
My name is Elia Escovar, and you're listening to Eye on Houston. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.